Studio right now. As a matter of fact, we have about 30 guests in the studio, and we can't fit them all in the studio, so we've got their representative. What is your name?
Klaus
Yeager. Wait, hold on. I didn't have a button pushed right. What is it again?
It's Klaus Yeager.
Klaus?
Yes, that's my first name. Yeager. Yeager is the last name. Yeah.
And you're from where in Sweden?
Stockholm.
Uh-huh. Is this the first time you've been to the United States?
No, I stayed here for a year, 2 years ago.
Oh, you did? That's why you can speak such good English, huh?
Probably, yes.
They selected you to be their spokesman. I tried to get one of the other guys, and he says, no way, What are you going to say? I said, I don't know what I'm going to say. I never know what I'm going to say until I say it. So you're with the Aufsnabben, huh?
Right, that's the name of our ship.
And yesterday morning, there was quite a bit of excitement here in New Orleans, as there were 72 boom-booms going on in the morning, and a lot of people were concerned about that. So we were going to have you all go on the air with us earlier this morning, but and I'm sort of explaining this to the audience as well, because we announced it at 9 o'clock that they'd all be going on the air, but we had a recorded program to do in our recording studio, and there isn't enough room in the control room for all of them because they had musicians and everything else, huh?
That's
so,
right.
We decided to record them, and this is, you've got two things. It's about 4 minutes is all with both of these, and the first one is a Swedish waltz.
That's right, and it's performed by our choir. We have a choir on board. It consists of all different kinds of people on board, the officers, the cadets, and also the enlisted men.
All right, now what is the Swedish waltz? Is this a well-known Swedish...
Yes, it's written by a man who's a very well-known troubadour in Sweden, and then this is probably one of his most famous songs.
All right, and how would you say it in Swedish?
Sjö sala vals.
Something else. What is that in Swedish? What are all those words?
You want me to explain all of them?
Yeah. Well, just basically, give me a general idea of what that song was all about.
Oh, it's about this man, and he's dancing around in the springtime, and he's telling how nice it is in springtime, and I think that's the same feeling we have now in this rain here in New Orleans. Isn't it?
Yeah, well, listen, New Orleans is a wonderful place, and I hope all of you really enjoy your stay here.
Well, we really do.
Of course, everybody in town, I'm sure, is just going to open their hearts to y'all.
Oh, yes, we find everybody been very friendly to us, and we just met open arms everywhere we go.
Well, that's great.
That's great.
That's great, Klaus. Okay, this other song from the HMS Aufsnabben crew of same, with their chorus and band, this is a song that everybody's going to recognize the words to, because what's the name of this one, Klaus?
It's called New Orleans.
Yeah, do you know what it means? The Myth New Orleans is the name of this.
I never had this kind of feeling. Oh, we're dragging hard, the brain is reeling. What's the matter? It's the matter, it's the things really wrong with me.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day? I know I'm not wrong, the feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Mr. Muscolet Vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I like to see the lakes in Mississippi
That is great, Klaus. You got that that chorus on board, and you sing all the way around the world, huh?
That's right. We've been practicing about every day since we left Sweden.
Is that right?
We already visited Africa and Brazil, the West Indies.
When did you start to practice that song?
I guess about 5-6 days ago. So.
Well, that's wonderful. I think that's a great salute to the city of New Orleans, and well, I hope you enjoy your stay here and have a good time down in the French Quarter.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.